FM 100.1 and 1110 KBND Sports.
We'll tip things off with a recap of college hoops from Saturday as the Ducks escaped Tempe with a 75-70 win over Arizona State. Oregon was led in scoring by Nafale Dante with 18, and Keyshawn Barthelemy and Will Richardson each cracked double-digit scoring. Elsewhere, the Beavers got trounced by 5th-ranked Arizona 84-52. Jordan Pope led Oregon State with a measly 11 points. Also, Gonzaga had their three-game win streak snapped when the 12th-ranked Bulldogs lost to number 18 St. Mary's 78-70. For the women last night, Oregon fell to number 14 Utah 100-92, and Dia Rogers notched 35 points in the loss. Meantime, OSU lost to Colorado 67-48. The Trailblazers are welcoming Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks to town as Portland hosts Milwaukee tonight at the Mona Center. The Blazers come off a 129-121 loss to the Bulls and had a three-game winning streak snapped. Damian Lillard scored 40 points in that loss to Chicago. Yusuf Nurkic and Justice Winslow are both listed as out for tonight's game due to injuries, and Portland enters in at 26-27. On the ice, the Portland Winterhawks collected a split against the Tri-City Americans. With the split, the Winterhawks secured their 12th consecutive WHL playoff berth. Portland continues the season tomorrow when they host the Red Deer Rebels. Eli Manning in the NFC took down older brother Peyton and the AFC in the inaugural Pro Bowl games. The NFC knocked off the AFC 35-33. Geno Smith totaled 239 yards and 5 touchdowns for the NFC. In other Seahawks team news, assistant head coach and defensive assistant Sean Desai has been requested for an interview with the Denver Broncos for their open defensive coordinator position. For FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND, I'm Josh Eldridge.